The 54th National Book Awards were presented last night in New York. Four authors took home top honors in their categories. Stephen King picked up the Medal for Distinguished Contribution to American Letters and took the awards to task, NPR's Rick Carr reports.
In his speech accepting the medal, King said there's a troubling split in the world of American letters. On the one hand, the writers of popular genre fiction. On the other, the literary authors, each eyeing the other warily. King chastised writers and editors who scoff at best-selling genre fiction and challenged National Book Award judges to read more crime novels, horror, and fantasy. He admitted that as a young writer, he had a chip on his shoulder when it came to authors whose work was considered literary. In part, he said that was because he didn't think he was good enough to join that league. But another part of him sensed a conspiracy.
Even a note on the acknowledgments page of a novel thanking the this or that foundation for its generous assistance was enough to set me off. I knew what it meant, I told my wife. It was the old boy network at work. It was this, it was that, on and blah, blah, blah. It is only in retrospect that I realized how much I sounded like my least favorite uncle, who believed there really was an international Jewish cabal running everything from the Ford Motor Company to the Federal Reserve.
The award for nonfiction went to an author who's acquainted with foundation support. Carlos Ayer is a religion scholar at Yale. He says his first two scholarly books sold about 1,000 copies total. He won, however, for Waiting for Snow in Havana, Confessions of a Cuban Boy, a memoir of his childhood in Cuba and his forced exile in 1962. Ayer read from the book Tuesday night at New York's New School University. One passage described how, as an 8-year-old, he'd wanted nothing more than to escape the tropics.
How I wanted to live in Norway, Sweden, Finland, Iceland, Greenland, Alaska, Siberia, Yukon, Baffin Island, the North Pole, all that white ice, all that snow and cold air, so pure, so good. Snow was grace itself, falling from heaven. It didn't simply hide evil, but vanquished it. And I longed for it fervently there in Havana.
Ayer dedicated his award to political prisoners in Cuba, writers, and even people who'd tried to start libraries who were languishing in jail. Ayer choked up as he said he has a new fervent hope.
May it not only snow in Havana sometime soon, may they be able to speak freely once and for all. Thank you very much.
Polly Horvath won the Young People's Literature Award for her novel The Canning Season. It's the story of a girl who spends a summer with two oddball aunts, 91-year-old twins. C.K. Williams won the Poetry Prize for his collection The Singing, Poems. And Shirley Hazzard, who hadn't written a novel in 20 years, won the award for fiction for The Great Fire. It's the story of two book lovers getting to know each other in post-war Japan. In her acceptance speech, Hazzard, who's twice before been nominated for National Book Awards, scolded Stephen King for being divisive.
I do not, as he, I think, a little bit seems to do, I don't regard literature, which he spoke of perhaps in a slightly pejorative way, the novel, poetry, our language, I don't regard it as a competition. It is so vast. We have this marvelous language. We are so lucky that we have a huge audience for that language.
King is not the first figure from popular culture to win the National Book Awards medal. 4 years ago, the honoree was Oprah Winfrey. The four National Book Award winners will receive $10,000 apiece. Rick Carr, NPR News, New York.